This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning trail broadcast number 135 for Tuesday, November 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are slightly higher in choppy trading on Tuesday morning. The January canola contract nudges up 20 cents at $702.70 per ton, and the March contract gains 50 cents at $710.30 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Pressure is coming from losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed. Declines in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oil values. Meanwhile, strong crush margins continue to underpin canola values. The strike by 360 St. Lawrence Seaway workers is officially over as they ratified the three-year deal that provides wage increases. The workers previously returned to their jobs at the end of October. In the face of a stronger United States dollar, the Canadian dollar fell below 73 U.S. cents on Tuesday morning. The loonie drops to 72.67 compared to Monday's close of 73.12. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports the corn harvest as of November 5th is at 81% complete, advancing 10 points on the week and 4 ahead of the 5-year average. The soybean harvest hits 91% finished, up 6 on the week and 4 ahead of the average pace. U.S. winter wheat planted reaches 90% in the ground, gaining 6 points on the week while pretty much on par with the average pace. The winter wheat rate's 50% good to excellent, up 3 points from last week. The USDA attaché in Brazil cuts that country's corn production by 5 million tons at 130 million. The USDA reports a private sale of 110,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China. Although China's soybean imports for October are up 25% from a year ago, the 5.16 million tons is less than what had been projected. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. The January contract jumps 13 cents at $13.77 per bushel. December soy meal climbs $12 at $4.49.50 per short ton. But December soy oil drops more than a quarter cent at 50.53 cents per pound. Corn is slightly lower as its December contract dips 0.75 cents at $4.76.50 per bushel. Oats are weaker, with its December contract giving up 10.5 cents at $3.58. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December adds 4 cents at $5.80. Kansas City December loses 5 cents at $6.41. And Minneapolis December gains a nickel at $7.33.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 7th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.